Missouri Nuts Sports. I'm Bill Pollack. The St. Louis Cardinals are welcoming back a franchise legend. Two-time World Series champion Yadier Molina is rejoining the organization as a special assistant to President of Baseball Operations Chaim Bloom. Molina will work with the catching program, game planning, and player development, helping pass along the championship standards that he defined in his Hall of Fame caliber career in St. Louis. Now, could Yadi be groomed for the managerial job? Perhaps, but Bloom also has confidence that current manager Ali Marmol can navigate the team during this rebuild.
Again, knowing we still want everybody walking in that day holding a really high standard and doing everything they can to win and expecting to win. And I don't think you should wait till you feel like you have a team that's projected to win however many games to try to flip that switch to setting that standard. You know, I just think what I've seen, I do think he's going to be able to navigate that very well.
Did Travis Kelce tip his hand on his New Heights podcast about playing or retiring? Well, that's what the Kansas City Star is trying to make of Kelce's comments and being excited about Eric Bieniemy coming back as the offensive coordinator, with Kelce using the phrase, quote, "I think it's a marriage that's going to pick up right where it left off," end quote. He also said, quote, "I can't wait to see him back in the building, man, and it's going to be awesome to see him back wearing the Chiefs logo, baby," end quote. I wouldn't look too deep into those comments. Matt Nagy was considered the favorite for the head coaching job at Tennessee, and he didn't get that. He also interviewed for the Raiders, Cardinals, and Ravens head coaching jobs. He also visited with the Eagles about becoming their offensive coordinator. Mizzou Athletics trimmed its budget deficit to $9.1 million for the fiscal year of 2025, down from more than $15 million the year before that. The Tigers generated a school record $182 million in revenue, driven by sellout football crowds and a return to the NCAA tournament for men's basketball. Bill Pollack, Missouri Nuts Sports.